Coming from the climatologists of the Southeast, they say now the bigger problem this year is a wetter than normal conditions that are expected to occur in the next few weeks under the influence of the current El Nino. The Climatologist Prediction Center indicates that temperatures and precipitation may have an increased chance to be above normal in April. The frequent rains in particular may make it difficult for some producers to get into the fields to plant. However, since conditions in March were generally drier than normal, the climatologist says the rain will help build up soil moisture reserves going into the growing season. The rainfall prediction for summer indicates no trend towards above or below normal values, but long-term trends indicate slightly increased chances of above normal temperatures through the peak growing season. They said if the El Nino continues, the climatologists said they expect a lower number of tropical storms than usual in the Atlantic, and that could lead to dryness in late summer and fall when tropical storms often provide moisture for southeastern crops. You can check that out at the agroclimate.org on the Internet and find out more about what's predicted for Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.